Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
Good morning, and it's so good to be back on The Fan. If you missed us the last couple weeks, every now and then a football game will move us over to ESPN. So if you ever tune in Saturday from 9 to 11 and we're not on, just switch over to the ESPN 1600 at 10 o'clock and you'll probably find us there. But it's good to be back. And even though we're back, it's a little different for Karen and I. We're making the ultimate sacrifice to do the show today. Instead of being in our studios in Fort Collins, we are actually in New Orleans in the French Quarter, a block off Bourbon Street, where we're going to spend the day eating some incredibly bad for us food that tastes good. And then we're going to go to a James Taylor and Jackson Browne concert. But we took time out to be with you because you're the most important thing. We have a great show lined up. We're going to talk fly fishing. We're going to talk conventional fishing. We're going to talk hunting. And we're going to announce the winner of our dog training question. We'll announce that winner at 10:30, and then Ben Garcia will join us, and he'll answer as many of those questions as he can that were sent in, and the ones he can't will probably hold over for another week and keep going with it. So we got lots to talk about. So let's get started. Let's go to the phones. Oh, by the way, real quick, Boyd Lake. Brad Peterson's going to join us later from Boyd Lake. He'll update us. But because the Blue Angels are doing an air show in Loveland, Boyd Lake expects to be at capacity by 11 o'clock today, if they aren't already, with people coming out to the park to watch the air show. So keep that in mind if you're headed for Boyd Lake today. Now let's go to the phones. And joining us, he's a legendary guide and author. Everybody in the fishing industry and almost everybody who's a fly angler in Colorado and across the United States will recognize Pat Dorsey from the Blue Quail Angler. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
You know, I'm doing great, and I was just thinking, boy, we've been doing this a long time.
Yes, sir. It's been a wonderful ride.
Yeah, it really has. The industry's been great to us. Well, Pat, we want to start off today and talk about some fly fishing. You know, the weather took a turn. It got cooler. It's going to get a little nicer. It's going to be off and on, but we're actually going to be pretty seasonal looking out over the next few weeks. In those high 60s, low 70s, with some cool, cool nights, close to freezing or at freezing, especially in the mountains. And, you know, a lot of times of the year when we get these cool streaks, it really kind of shuts fishing down. But, boy, going into the fall this time of the year, it's pretty much the opposite, isn't it?
I think it is. You know, it really gets those brown trout fired up. And as many of us know, it's just, you know, all autumn is just prime time. There's just so many wonderful things going on. And I absolutely love the opportunities that exist during the autumn season.
Oh, I agree. You know, a lot of hardcore anglers are hunters, so they put their rods away and they're hunting. A lot of people who are more casual anglers are in front of their TV set. There's sports, there's youth activities going on, school has started. But some of the best fishing of the year, yet it's some of the least crowded. Why don't you kind of take us through what you're seeing out there?
You know, tailwaters are always a great option this time of year because, you know, the downstream demand for water rights is down. So the flows are low, the water's clear, and the dry fly fishing can be just epic this time of year. You know, we see really good midges patches in the morning, typically some sort of a trico catch midday that'll last, you know, towards the end of October. And then we always see reliable blueing olives after, you know, every afternoon. So it's, gosh, for a dry fly enthusiast, it's a wonderful time of year.
Oh, it really is. Now, are we winding down on the terrestrials, the hoppers and ants and beetles, or are they still effective?
They're pretty much winding down. You know, they're kind of fizzling out a little bit, but you know, the midge hatches and those trico hatches are winding down a little bit, but the olives are going to stay strong for, you know, another month or so. So it's just a great time of year. And then the thing that we didn't really talk about was, you know, the migratory trout, the brown trout that are moving into places like the Williams Fork River or moving up into the Dream Stream or, you know, just those, another great chance to, you know, hook and land the trout of a lifetime.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I know we're going to get to some specific rivers and talk a little bit, but I know I'm going to pick out just the Colorado real close and tell me, is this, when I fish the Colorado River in the fall, usually I'm drifting it, and I know you'll talk about the upper waters more. When we fish those brown trout this time of the year, they're getting fired up. We throw some awfully big streamers a lot of times. Do you find that to be true through the state, or do you really have to watch their behavior?
You know, I love streamer fishing, and, you know, I think a lot of people do as well, you know, and it's kind of a swinging for the fence mentality. But, you know, throwing big streamers, particularly off the drift boat this time of year, you know, on the Gunnison, or throwing streamers on the Yampa River or on the Colorado River, gosh, I mean, that's just, if that doesn't get you excited, nothing really will.
Well, those angry browns, they will just attack. People would be, I think people get afraid sometimes to throw a big enough streamer, don't they?
I think they do, too. I mean, I think bigger the better, you know. Some of that big articulated stuff is just fantastic.
Why don't you kind of take us through some of the waters you have been familiar with and what's going on, and maybe, you know, some of the rivers you guys guide on and what's happening?
Well, you know, close to the Front Range here, you got the South Platte Corridor, obviously, and you know, you got the Dream Stream, you've got 11 Mile Canyon, you've got the Cheeseman and Decker Stretches, and, you know, overall, the flows are pretty good. You know, we're looking at about 110 CFS and 11 Mile, 150 at the Dream Stream, and then closer to home here in the Canyon and Deckers, you know, right around in that 150, you know, CFS, and so it's just really kind of in that sweet spot for fishing right now. You know, it's great sight fishing opportunities for nymph fishermen, and you know, some great dry fly fishing as we talked about, and then again, you know, and this, don't ever really forget about thinking outside the box and throwing that streamer.
Now, in some of the rivers close to home and places like that, you mentioned that the flows are good, but they're clear. The water's cold. We did have some warm water issues this summer. That should be over with. The fish should be healthy. But do you have to be a little more, a little better technique, a little more, is a little more tactical fishing necessary? Are they spooky?
I think they are. You know, I think there's a combination of things that are going on right now. You know, anytime that the water recedes, you know, the fish start to get a little bit more on edge. And I think that, you know, the fish have been hit hard. And so I think fishing is a little more forgiving early season. And I think later in the season, you know, they don't fall for a lot of mistakes. But, you know, it's pretty simple. You just kind of downsize your tippet and just have a little bit more of a stealthy approach. And I think, you know, it's a great time of year to really kind of tighten up your skills.
Oh, it really is. Now, I'm going to admit that some of my shortcomings here, and there are many, trust me, but a lot of times if I feel like I might, maybe I want to dry fly fish, but I have trouble following that small fly. Even this time of the year, I might tie a hopper or a beetle on trailed by a smaller fly just so I can keep track of it. Is that a good technique, or am I hurting myself?
No, I think it's a great technique. I think a locator fly, you know, particularly, you know, we see a lot of those really tiny blueing olives this time of year, you know, the pseudoclone, and it's down to like a size 24. So, you know, putting maybe like a size 18 high-vis Betis or something, or a bigger dry fly above that, and then trailing, you know, your smaller offering behind it, I think that really stacks the odds in your favor.
Yeah, and it's easier for me then to get a good drift, because I get, you know, I lose track of that fly according to my line, but with a larger fly, I can actually see that larger fly, whether it's pulling or dragging on my other fly a little bit, and I find it a lot easier for me to control it. Not that it's ever easy for me, Pat. It is for you, but not for me. When it comes to fly fishing, I got to work pretty hard at it. But you know what? No, go ahead. Let's switch things up here a little bit. You've got some great books out there. I know you're working on a new one. It's probably a little early to announce that, but what are you working on? I know it's probably a year out, but what are you working on?
I just completed my new book, and you know, it's a fly tying book, which I'm really always excited about that kind of stuff. But the title of it's going to be, you know, Favorite Flies for Colorado, and it's going to be 50 essential patterns from the local experts. And it was a fun project because I got to work with Colorado's best fly tiers, the Charlie Cravens, the John Bars, and those type of people in our industry and got a fly from like Rim Chung. And so they submitted an original pattern and then we photographed that. And then we wrote about why they designed it and how they fish it and just some tips and some strategies that I think will help everybody elevate their game to the next level.
And when will that be out and what's the name of it going to be?
It's Favorite Flies for Colorado. 50 essential patterns from the local experts. It should be up with a little luck. It'll be out, you know, this time next year.
Okay. Now you do have some great books out there right now. In fact, you really wrote the book on fishing the South Platte and then you went in and revised it. That's the South Platte. Is it, what's the exact title of that?
It's Fly Fishing the South Platte. And, I got a revised edition out and, you know, if people are looking to get some more knowledge on the South Platte River, really from the headwaters all the way to Denver. I mean, we tried to cover everything in there. So it's a good how-to book to increase your skill set on that. And then, you know, if you're looking to tie flies, you know, I mean, this is the time of year where we're kind of the season is going to start to wind down a little bit. Technically, it's never over. We know that. But, you know, we start to kind of ramp up the fly tying now. So I wrote a book called Colorado Guide Flies. It has a lot of good patterns in it. And then I have another book called Tying and Fishing Tailwater Flies that has a lot of my signature patterns in it, step-by-step tutorials and so on. So if you're looking for a book that, fly tie this winter, you know, that's maybe a couple options you might want to consider.
Where can they find these? At the Blue Quill or online or both?
Yeah, we have plenty of copies at the Blue Quill. I try to make sure they're always signed up there. And if you ever need anything signed or personalized, we're always happy to accommodate anybody's needs. You know, with Christmas coming up, and we usually have our Author's Day, you know, the first week of December up at the shop. So, yeah, it's going to be a great season.
Well, and I think, I think what you said about the Christmas gifts, I always believe that when you buy a Christmas gift that at least touches on the level of the interest of somebody, it always seems more personal. And a personalized book from somebody like yourself, you know, with a little note in it, if they can get it, just means so much to somebody. It shows you put some heart in it. So tell people, we're going to talk a little bit more about a couple things, but tell people where the Blue Quill is in case you want to come up and get those books.
We're up in Evergreen, so we're up, you know, just 30 miles west of Denver. It's pretty easy to access up there, just up there in Bergen Park. So full-service fly shop, been in business for 30 years. And just surrounded by a team of professionals that are really passionate about fly fishing and just passionate about teaching. And it's just a great team, and I think that's what it takes to be successful in the fly fishing industry, just to have a great team.
Now, you just segue into what the last thing I wanted to talk about. You guys are well known for the classes. You know, COVID put a little kink in that. What about both fly tying classes? We're getting to that point. And any other classes that you might be running going into the fall here?
You know, we typically, you know, run our fall, you know, start our fly tying classes. And we do our Saturday seminars. And I think, you know, everybody's starting to get back to normal. So, you know, just keep looking on our website for that kind of stuff. And I'm excited about the show season. We're planning on doing both shows here in Denver and many in other states as well. So, and I think you would agree, Terry, it's nice to think about getting back to normal and just getting back out and sharing that passion with other fishermen. You know, face-to-face is just going to be such a thrill for me this year.
So I couldn't agree more. We're out of time, but I agree. We've been so out of touch with in person with the public that it's going to be great this year. Pat, tell people where they find Blue Quill Angler and website and things like that.
We're up at 1532 Bergen Parkway, and that's in Evergreen. And you can visit our website. We're bluequillangler.com. And our phone number is 303-674-4700. And we're always there to help anybody that needs anything related to fly fishing.
All right. Always great to have you on. I'm a huge fan of yours, Pat. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Pat Dorsey from the Blue Quill. What a great man and a great asset to the fly fishing industry. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, we're going to change things up and tell you how you might celebrate an early Halloween at Cherry Creek Reservoir on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.